Survival Guide 2016, Burning Flipside, May 26th through 30th, 2016. A theme with no gift wrapped ideas, no expectations, and no limits to your imagination. The Year of No. You agree to abide by all rules in this survival guide. There will be a test. Serious. Thursday, May 26th through Monday, May 30th. Gate hours, Thursday and Friday, May 26th and 7th, 9 a.m. to midnight. Do not show up early, you will not be admitted. Saturday, May 28th, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday, May 29th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. No admittance after 4 p.m., so volunteers can enjoy the burn too. Effigy burn, Sunday, May 29th at dark 30. Monday, May 30th, you must leave the property by 5 p.m. The Year of No. In the beginning, Shep and some of his friends, lamenting how themes seemed limiting, started a brainstorming session about how to snake in a no-theme theme. That was 2008, and No has run every year, taking on a life of its own. Some folks have rallied around the positive aspects of just saying no. Others have talked about an art emphasizing negative space, and what could be done with that. Some are running with the original idea and doing whatever they want. The Year of No is your year to make the things you always wanted. Do the thing that seemed cool but you never got around to. Be free, be creative, be weird, and have fun with our gift of no expectations or limits but your own. A Guide to Terms. AAR LLC. Austin Artistic Reconstruction LLC, a limited liability company, are volunteers who organize and host the event. Also, real nice people. Area Facilitators, or AFs, volunteers that manage teams of leads and are responsible for broad areas of the event. Proven levels of awesome. Combustion Chamber, or CC, a diverse group of volunteers who serve as advocates to and for the community and advise AAR LLC. Could be you. DAFT, Design and Fabrication Team. These people turn a big bonfire into an epic beauty. Leads. Leads are volunteers that manage specific functions for the event. Many leads also manage teams of other volunteers. Moop. Matter out of place. This is the common term for crap on the ground that doesn't belong there. We don't have garbage cans or maids. Pick it up. Mutant Vehicles. Commonly known as ART cars, the DMV, or Department of Mutant Vehicles, handles registration of mutant vehicles for the event. Pets. Pyropolis Emergency Team. This is the on-site medical emergency team, which is awesome to have handy when needed. Pyropolis, what we call our city. Rangers, khaki-clad volunteer conflict mediators, and mobile information booths. Always ready to help. Sanctuary, a place as well as an idea. If you're having a hard time coping with something, these people can lend an ear. For information, ask a ranger. What is Flipside? A philosophical and practical dissertation. Burning Flipside is an experiment in collaborative community featuring art and music created by those who attend. Attendees are known as participants. There are no spectators at Flipside. Everyone collaborates in some way to create the event. Inspired by the Burning Man Festival, it is a place for radical self-expression and an experiment in community building. It is a place of acceptance, inclusivity, and respect. It is organized entirely by volunteers. The art and entertainment is solely created by participants. There are no concession stands. No cash transactions, except for ice sales, are permitted at Flipside. Even bartering is discouraged. This is a sincere experiment in creating a gift economy. If you need something, ask for it. If you have it, gift it. There are no garbage cans. Everyone is responsible for packing out their own garbage. You voluntarily assume any risk of serious injury or death by attending. Burning Flipside Principles. Self-expression. Our events foster an environment of creative self-expression, where participants feel supported to honestly express their inner selves through artistic creation, performance, and in their social interactions. Accountability. Our events foster an environment of personal accountability, where we hold ourselves responsible for our own actions and take personal responsibility for meeting our own needs, for the event itself, and for the event's impact on our world at large. Cooperation. Our events foster an environment of cooperation where participants work together to resolve potential conflicts respectfully, to help mediate conflicts between others, and to create art, performance, and social space on a larger scale than one person could alone. Additionally, participants seek to keep events sustainable by volunteering, cleaning up after themselves, and assuming personal responsibility for conducting themselves in accordance with local, state, and federal laws. Leave no trace. Bring the kitchen sink, and then take it home. If you bring it in, you are responsible for taking it out. You must haul out your own trash. There is a recycling station. Have separate containers for your recycling and bring drinks in crushable aluminum cans instead of heavy breakable glass. There is no trash allowed at recycling. You must separate materials prior to arriving at the recycling area. Think ahead about how you will deal with wet and dry trash. Start with less trash. Buy in bulk and remove excess packaging before you go. If you're in a theme camp, get together with the others in your camp and make a camp-wide plan for cleaning up. For your personal camp area, make sure you take the time to pick up moop, matter out of place, see the glossary. It's a good idea to bring at least 2 extra trash bags more than you will need for your camp's trash and recycling. Never let it hit the ground. Be an earth guardian for your camp and make sure things are kept tidy. Prevent the release of other items that disturb the property, such as excessive gray water, chemicals, gasoline, cleaning detergents, or any other non-native items. Do not disturb the wildlife. They were there first. Organic items, such as banana peels, eggshells, etc., are also considered moop and need to be removed upon departure. Plan to spend 2 hours cleaning the communal areas of litter, the effigy fields, roads, riverbanks, trails, and commons. It's not just about your camp, but all about all the spaces you enjoyed. We leave the entire event site as if we were never there. What you're getting into. Burn shit. Volunteer. Don't tread on others. Burning Flipside is a participant-created experimental community bound by a spirit of participation, mutual respect, and radical self-expression. Here's some ways we operate. Can't wait? Get involved. Can't wait for Flipside? Then don't wait. Make stuff happen every Wednesday night at Church Night. Church Night is a community building, literally. Want to meet people? Have a project idea and want to find help or get feedback? Projects come in all sizes. Paint signs or cigarette butt tins, or help build the effigy. Church Night is every Wednesday around 7 p.m. at the AAR Warehouse, 3106 Industrial Terrace, Austin. Volunteer. It's how we have fun. There's so many valuable ways to be a participant. Create art, perform, be yourself, form or join a theme camp. One of the easiest ways to participate is to volunteer. Many people consider volunteering their art form, whether it's the emotional assistance of Sanctuary or the manual labor of Shaven Apes. Every department at Flipside makes our event go. What does that mean? In a nutshell, when you look around, you know someone who is contributing through the gift of their time and expertise. Now, volunteering isn't a means to an end or a trade. It's a gift. It's art. It's participating at an event built on participation. Contact volunteer info at burningflipside.com if you would like to discover the new art form of volunteering. We'll work with you to find a place where your talents can be utilized. Effigy burn. We reserve the right to burn the effigy at any time or not at all, depending on weather conditions. The effigy burn is planned for Sunday evening. Pay attention on site for schedule changes. In the rare chance the effigy is to be burned early, we will do everything we can to let the community know. Media. Many people are sensitive to photos taken or recordings made of them at the event. Knowing that you're being photographed can make you hold back from the self-expression that Flipside is all about. The right not to be photographed or recorded in other ways always trumps the right to take a photograph. Ask permission. Music, dance parties, megaphones. There's always something going on. Flipside is organized into areas by sound. Loud, really loud, and slightly less loud. There is no guaranteed quiet zone. Plan ahead with earplugs, other sleep aids, white noise machines, etc. You can always ask nicely for someone to turn it down. Please consider that it's one weekend and earplugs are super cheap. Bring extra. Personal boundaries. Self-expression and cooperation require a social contract to make our event a place for everyone to play. Respect the personal boundaries of others. Respect the moment. Comfort levels vary at different times and with different people. Before you assume someone wants your physical attentions, ask. Be direct is not a buzzkill obligation. It is expected protocol. No means no, only yes means yes. After someone has said no, cajoling, pleading, or any form of emotional blackmail is unacceptable. Respecting personal boundaries includes taking pictures or videos as well as physical and verbal interactions. Take responsibility for your own boundaries. You must be able to say no. Be sober enough to be in control or make arrangements with a friend to have a designated driver. How you feel is not magically telegraphed to others. You are in charge of your boundaries. You are responsible for yourself, but you can always ask for help. Talk to those around you, or a ranger, if someone is making you uncomfortable. plan ahead. Way ahead. Really, don't forget to plan ahead. Art. What are you bringing? Where do you want to put it? What do you need to make it go? Register your installation or piece so we can point folks your way and help get you the resources you need. For deadlines and info, see burningflipside.com/art or email art16@burningflipside.com. Broadcasting. If you want to run a low-power FM station at Flipside, you must contact the event organizers at llc@burningflipside.com prior to the event for approval. Burnable art. Burning art is part of our culture at Flipside. It is a symbolic celebration of the cycle of life and death. We don't dwell in what we've done so much as we celebrate what we can do. If you plan on bringing art to burn, contact the Temporal Art Installation and Navigation Team, or TAINT, at taint16@burningflipside.com in advance for approval and coordination. This refers to art that is consumed by fire. If you plan on bringing in flame effect art, such as propane-fired devices, you do not need to register that with the TAINT. You must register with art or mutant vehicles as appropriate. Questions? Contact the TAINT. There is no guarantee that your art will burn. Please plan other creative ways to destroy or transport your art out in the event that the burn ban. You may not leave it behind. Don't ever throw toxic or dangerous things into any fire. Children. For the protection of minor children and in accordance with Texas law, any minor children attending this event must be accompanied by someone with the legal authority to make decisions for the child. A minor is anyone under the age of 18. Bring proper documentation to demonstrate your authority to make decisions for the child. For the child, print out the minor affidavit at burningflipside.com/minor affidavit. Fill it out and have it notarized. Alternatively, you can bring originals of the official documents identifying the child, such as a birth certificate or passport. An electronic copy of your documents will be stored along with the signed event waiver. For the parent, photo ID. You are solely responsible for the care, supervision, and well-being of your child at all times. There may be activities not suitable for children or behavior that you may not wish your children to see. Do not expect anyone to censor their behavior because children are present. You must sign an event waiver of liability for each minor child, including a statement that you have authority to act on behalf of the child. Bring everything your children will need to have a safe and enjoyable event. Inability to take care of minors you bring to the event can result in ejection. Questions? Email AARLLC at llc@burningflipside.com. Generators. We're all big fans of lighting up the night, having AC, making music, and out on the property, this means you'll probably be bringing a generator. Some things you should know. Bring a quiet generator and a baffle. The first step to making friends with your new neighbors is by not bringing the loudest and smelliest cheap generator around. If you can, spring for a quiet Jenny. Place your baffle so that those that get the benefit of having the generator are dealing with the repercussions. Placement of generators. If you bring out a generator, do not set it on, next to, or over the boundary of your neighbor's camps. Even you don't want to hear it or smell it, and it's yours. Your neighbors don't either. Media depictions. Burning Flipside is a private event. For the protection of all artists and participants at Burning Flipside events, Austin Artistic Reconstruction, LLC, retains full and exclusive ownership and control of any and all filming and recording of any other pictures, descriptions, audio, or accounts, hereinafter, media depictions. Of any and all Burning Flipside events, AAR, LLC will not sell or use your work without your permission. Commercial use of all media depictions is prohibited without prior written permission of AAR, LLC. Approved professional media will receive a camera tag indicating their approval, and have been informed of our community expectations for the media. Anyone encountering a problem with a photo or videographer should discuss it with a ranger. Information about the media policy and permissions may be obtained at burningflipside.com/media. Note, there are no comp tickets available for members of the media. You must provide supplies and shelter for your entire crew. Recreational vehicles and trailers. No hookups or pumping is available. If your trailer or RV is coming as a part of a theme camp, please make sure to include this information in your theme camp registration. If registration is closed, contact the city planning team directly. In the interest of space, traffic flow, and emergency access, there are restrictions on where RVs can be parked. A designated RV park with adjacent camping has been created in order to safely accommodate some trailers and RVs. If your trailer or RV is not included in your registration, you may not be able to park it in your camp. You may have to relocate your beast if it is deemed an obstacle by the event organizers. If you bring a generator, please review the generator etiquette guidelines. No in and out for RVs. You must be parked and left stationary during the event. Mutant vehicles. If you want to cruise the Glassy Praia, you must be pre-registered with the Department of Mutant Vehicles, and you must have DMV tags. All other cars must be parked during the entire event. An art car is not just meant to transport you around the event. It's also supposed to be art. To that end, we ask that you make your vehicle as artified as possible. To drive your sweet art ride around the city, register before the event at secure.burningflipside.com/register. All art cars must be pre-registered. Undergo an on-site inspection. Follow driving rules. The speed limit is 5 miles an hour. Yield to everyone and observe traffic rules. Abide by instructions from rangers and event coordinators. Be completely sober. Have gelled headlights if driving at night. Have a genuinely artfully mutated vehicle. Submit to an on-site safety inspection, interrogation, indoctrination to receive DMV tags. No mutated buses or vehicles in excess of 35 feet. Improper use of a mutant vehicle can result in the revocation of your DMV license. All other cars must be parked in designated parking areas or artfully disguised in your camp during the entire event. Sound systems must be pre-registered. If you're planning on creating or using anything with lots of sound, you must be familiar with and abide by the Burning Flipside sound policy, which can be found at burningflipside.com/sound policy. You will be asked to sign a sound policy agreement upon entering the event. Contact the sound lead at sound16@burningflipside.com if you have any questions. See burningflipside.com for registration deadlines. If you are camping with a sound system, you must pre-register with theme camp registration. If your art piece involves loud sound, you must indicate that in your art registration. If your theme camp will have amplified music or loud sound, you must pre-register with placement. Mutant vehicles making sound must also abide by the sound policy and must register with the DMV. Theme camps. Guess what? Also must be pre-registered. Theme camps are a central part of the Flipside experience for a lot of people. Are you organizing one? If so, register it at burningflipside.com/themecamps. Filling out your form with accurate and complete information will help the city planning volunteers ensure that you and everyone else have enough room and are placed according to your needs. Don't be a stranger. The Flipside Flame is a great communication resource. Contribute to it or just read it to find out what's going on. It's yours. Advertise your theme camp's fundraiser, find out about events, and read about community issues. It'll help you plan ahead. You can submit an item to the Flame at burningflipside.com/contact/ff-submission and read it online at burningflipside.com/flipside-flame. What to bring? Glitter stays home, leaving more room for water, bacon. Bring it. Flipside is an exercise in radical self-reliance. You must bring enough food, water, and shelter to survive, and hopefully enjoy your time at the event. Gifts are a wonderful expression of community, but you must take responsibility for your own survival and well-being. Do not show up expecting the community to take care of you. Participants arriving with inadequate supplies will not be allowed to enter the event. Some recommendations on what to bring. Necessities. 3 gallons of water per person per day. For drinking, dish and body washing, food preparation, etc. Keep a bottle of water with you at all times. Enough food and beverages for your entire party. First aid kit. Bedding and shelter of some type. A good camp tent is recommended along with sleeping bags. Single-ply toilet paper. The porta-potties can run out. Garbage bags. More than enough for all of your garbage. It's good to bring extra for move that accumulates during the event. Portable ashtrays, if you smoke. Mint tins work well. All required prescriptions, contact lens supplies, toiletries, etc. Flashlights. Headlamps are very useful. Extra batteries for everything. Sunscreen and sunglasses. Sturdy, closed-toe footwear. A cup for beverages. Some camps may have drinks to share, but you're expected to supply the container. An ice chest, ice for the duration of your stay, or cash for ice sales. Common sense, an open mind, and a positive attitude. Recommended. Shade structures, umbrellas, parasols, sheets, things to break the cruel midday sun. A cooking stove, portable showers, there are no showers. Earplugs, not everyone will sleep when you do. insect bite treatment or medication, watertight protective bags, for example, heavy Ziplocs, for cameras, electronic gears, etc. FM radio. Some participants set up micro-power stations for your entertainment. Blinky lights, toys, magical fabulousness, and swell stuff to share. Anything you think that would make more fun for you and your fellow flippizens. Handy wipes. A spray bottle for misting, rope, string, duct tape, zip ties, fuel for stoves, generators, mutant vehicles, etc. Abundance amounts of whatever makes your life better. Beer, bacon, chocolate, coffee, powdered donuts. A MERS walkie-talkie, and see emergency callbacks is on page 10. Clothing for a range of weather conditions, and costumes. What to leave home? Bring the kitchen sink, your costume closet, and the art project you've been working on all year. But these things are prohibited. Animals, except for service animals by prior arrangement, firearms, fireworks, and other explosives. These things, think twice or thrice. Excessive packaging. Buy in bulk, reusable containers, or consolidate before you arrive. Feathers. They're moody. Glitter. Seriously, how are you going to clean that up? Lasers. See lasers on page 11. Getting there. Map, gate, greeters, and parking. Directions. Drive to Thorndale, Texas from wherever you're coming. Take FM 486 north to San Gabriel. Make a hard right in San Gabriel. The road is still 486. Travel 3.1 miles to the intersection of FM 486 and County Road 428, which is a dirt road. Bear right on County Road 428 and travel 1.3 miles to the flipside entrance. Drive through the property gate and present your will call receipt and ID to the gate crew. For more specific directions from other cities, see burningflipside.com/directions. Fly in, rent a car, get here fast. The fastest route to Bergstrom Airport to Flipside uses Toll Road 130. Exit the airport by turning right, or east, on 71. Get in the left lane to enter Toll Road 130 heading north. Stay on 130 until you hit 79 in Hutto, and turn right, or east, on 79 and follow the map. Basically, it's 80 miles an hour all the way, no traffic or traffic lights until you hit Hutto. Now, Texas has done away with cash payment in toll booths. The tolls will be charged to your card a few weeks after your rental car by your rental car agency. Please check with your rental agency to confirm their additional service fees for this. For supplies on this route, Stonehill Town Center in Pflugerville is located at the intersection of toll roads 130 and 45. You'll find Super Target, which has bacon, groceries, and whatnot, Dick's Sporting Goods, which has camping equipment, and a Home Depot for duct tape. Gate. The first folks you'll encounter are the gate staff. The gate is staffed by a private company working with AAR LLC to provide impartial services for the thousands creating Pyropolis. Gate is not greeters. They aren't there to make sure you feel the Flipside super love. They process your ticket and make sure you're adequately prepared and not sneaking someone in. Then they send you the greeters. Wait until you arrive at greeters to refresh yourself or take off some of those warm clothes and begin your Flipside experience. Follow all requests from gate staff. Giving them attitude will not get you in any faster. You'll have to sign some waivers. Where appropriate, please legibly print your real name, not your burner name. Gate staff will apply your wristband. These wristbands help us and Milam County Sheriff's Department to identify and deal with trespassers. Please keep all ticket information updated at secure.burningflipside.com. If your cousin will be using your extra ticket, but their name isn't in the database, make sure it's updated on the ticket website. It makes things faster. Faster is better. Be nice to Gate. They're super awesome folks who do a non-glamorous yet essential job for our community. Gate hours are Thursday and Friday, May 26th and 7th, 9 a.m. to midnight. Do not show up early. You will not be admitted. Saturday, May 28th, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday, May 29th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. No one is admitted after 4 p.m. so that volunteers can enjoy the burn, too. Monday, May 30th, you must leave the property by 5 p.m. Greeters. The greeter station is where we step out of the default reality and enter the one we create together, as well as a place to ensure all participants are prepared for their time together. The greeter station may set up outposts during peak times. How to be greeted. Arrive at the greeter station ready for some love. The greeters will be super excited to see you. Greeters love gifts, and will share them back, especially water, other drinks, and snacks. You will be directed to an appropriate parking space so that you can safely leave your vehicle and join greeters while they quiz you on the survival guide. to help you set good expectations for yourself and double check that you've made yourself aware of all the necessities for a great event, like water, sunscreen, trash bags, food, etc. If you're not fully prepared, you may be turned back to finish gathering enough provisions. Once you have been properly greeted, proceed to your identified Pyropolis zone, where you will be met by zone greeters who will direct you to your flagged theme camp spot or the awesomest spot in open camping. You will have a window of 2 hours to unpack and get your car to parking. You must park your car in parking. No one wants to hang out in a parking lot, so please don't turn Pyropolis into one. Zone Zero. If you're bringing a theme camp, major art piece, or sound system, stop by the Zone Zero desk at greeters to check in. Parking. Parking will be extremely limited. Park carpool if you can. Park in designated areas away from camping areas. If you are sleeping in your vehicle and it is parked in your theme camp, you must disguise, cover, or otherwise get rid of its carness. If a vehicle is not artified, you must move it to parking. Your car will be marked with your drop-off deadline. After that, you need to park in the designated area. Unloading vehicles must be at least 5 feet off the roads. There must be easy access for emergency vehicles at all times. RVs, trailers, and other large vehicles may be directed to reserved areas. See RVs on page 5. Vehicles parked in unauthorized or unlawful areas will be towed, yes, really, towed, at the owner's expense. Please secure your vehicles when you park. Any late-breaking news will be announced on the Austin announce list or in the Flipside Flame. Made it to Central Texas and need supplies? If you would like to maximize Flipside's positive monetary support of Milam County, please consider shopping for goods in Thorndale, Cameron, and Rockdale. FYI, Round Rock, Hutto, Taylor, and Thrall are not in Milam County. HEBs are the local big grocery stores. Produce, organic items, meats, beer, and wine. An HEB is located in Round Rock on 79 and A.W. Grimes. Grocery stores carry only beer and wine. Liquor is sold 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. only at liquor stores. Milam County Businesses. Apache Pass Restaurant and Ice House. At Apache Pass off FM 908 in downtown Rockdale, Texas. Warhorse Saloon. 707 East Highway 79 on the north side of Thorndale. 512-898-2606. It's a larger bar, average prices, open from noon to late, 7 days a week. Steve's Place. 111 East Salty Street, off Main Street in Thorndale. A small bar, less expensive, excellent burgers. Served after 6 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Uptown Cafe. 204 West Highway 79 in Thorndale. 512-898-4182. Good folks and good food, near as we can tell. They can handle a crowd, up to 150 people. Catering is available. Tell Lois Howdy from the Burner Crowd. Thorndale Community Lumber Company. 99 South Main Street, Thorndale. 512-898-2024. They also have a supply of hardware, 8 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Thorndale Meat Market. 204 West Highway 79, Thorndale. 512-898-5387. A good place for meat, especially bacon. Give a howdy from the Burner Crowd. Call ahead if you have a special request. 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Sethco Convenience Store. 201 East Highway 79, Thorndale. 512-898-2683. Especially convenient because it doesn't cross Highway 79 and FM 486. J&K Grocery, which is a shell. 101 East Highway 79, Thorndale. 512-898-2921. We'll do special beer orders. Deliveries are Tuesday and Wednesday. Call ahead. Brookshire Brothers. 1701 West 4th Street, Cameron, Texas. 76520 and 725 West Cameron Avenue, Rockdale, Texas. 76567. It's a grocery store. And Walmart, 709 West US 79, Rockdale, Texas. Pyropolis, basic city map. See the detailed map with theme camps at burningflipside.com/event/map. Being there. Services and policies. Animals. No pets allowed. If you bring an animal, you will not be allowed into the event. If you require a service animal, email llc@burningflipside.com by May 1st, 2016. Ejection. Austin Artistic Reconstruction, AAR LLC, reserves the right to deny entry to the event or revoke event access at any time for any reason or for no reason whatsoever. Entrance policy. No one will be allowed into the event without a ticket, signed waiver of liability, and valid ID. If you are bringing minor children, additional documents will be necessary. See Children on page 4. You cannot gain admittance by volunteering. Tickets will not be available for purchase at the gate. Keep your ticket handy. Exodus. Flipside officially ends on Monday, May 31st, 2016. The celebration is over, and we need to begin returning the land to its natural condition. So all Flipizens, their camps, loop, and trash, must be off the land by 5 p.m. on Monday. There will be Exodus teams roaming the land assisting Flipizens with their departure. There are no exceptions to this rule. Due to unforeseen conditions, weather, or emergencies, an unplanned exodus can occur at any time during the event. Fires and fire performers. If you are planning fire activities, contact the Safety Area Facilitator at safety16@burningflipside.com. If there is a burn ban, no fires will be allowed at all, not even those in burn pits, and all fire performers must be in designated areas. If there is not a burn ban, be respectful of the land when using fire. Read the Flipside Flame or check with greeters when you arrive. Use burn barrels or pre-made fire pits. Do not damage the land. Do not leave a fire unattended. If using any fire or flammable materials, bring a fire extinguisher and know how to use it. If you are a fire performer, have a safety at all times. Ice. Ice will be sold at Flipside on a main field near the effigy area. Hours are subject to change. Planned ice hours are Thursday, noon to 4 p.m., Friday through Sunday, noon to 6 p.m., and Monday, noon to 2 p.m. Emergency call boxes. Call boxes will be placed around the event site with radios that communicate directly with Safety HQ. Look for a yellow post with a red box containing a radio. If you have a MERS radio, you can set it up to communicate directly with Safety HQ as well. The configuration for MERS radios to Channel 5, Code 11, 154.600/CTCSS97-4. This channel is used by both Flipside's safety team and Burning Man's too. More information, go to burningflipside.com/radio. Porta potties. Porta potties will be located throughout all populated areas at Flipside. Hand washing stations will be located at the larger banks of porta potties. Don't leave your trash or throw trash into the porta potties. Recycling. Check with greeters when you arrive for recycling locations. Recycling will be back this year thanks to the wonderful efforts of the recycling lead and the citizens of Pyropolis. It is expected that glass, aluminum, cardboard, plastic, and steel will be accepted. See the flame for details. Hours are subject to change. Planned recycling hours are Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Volunteer Central. There will be a station at the Central Crossroads where you can sign up for a volunteer shift during the event. Fireworks and firearms. Fireworks and weapons are prohibited and can be grounds for immediate ejection from Flipside. In-and-out policy. In-and-outs at the gate are discouraged. Really, why would you want to leave? If you must leave, check in with gate on your way out. To get back in, you must return only during gate hours. See gate, page 8. With the re-entry pass issued to you by gate for $10 per person, your Flipside ticket, some form of identification, and your wristband. Lasers. Lasers are cool, but even inexpensive handheld ones can cause permanent blindness almost instantly if used carelessly. Before using or even packing a laser, think hard about how you will use it responsibly and whether the fun you'll have with it will outweigh the risk. Improper use of lasers can result in temporary or permanent blindness. Seriously, look it up. You must never shine a laser of any size into anyone's eyes, including your own. Anything larger than a handheld laser must be mounted 7 feet above the ground and must be aimed into the tree line. If you bring a laser, you take personal responsibility for the safe use of that laser. If you have any questions or concerns, email llr@llc@burningflipside.com. Law enforcement. We create a temporary city within its own rules. This city coexists within an area of real laws. Try to make them coexist as peaceful one. Abide by all relevant local, state, and federal laws. If you see a law enforcement officer, be nice to them. AAR LLC will cooperate with all local, county, state, and federal officials. We all share an interest in having a smooth event. Photography, video, and audio recording. Burning Flipside is a private event. Redistribution or public display of images, including internet-based media, requires the explicit consent of all subject parties. Ask first before you shoot or record. Many people are sensitive to photos taken or recordings made at the event. Images may only be taken for personal use and may not be used professionally or for any commercial purpose without prior written approval by the AAR LLC. Photography, videography, and audio recording for personal use is allowed. However, you must sign a commercial media agreement, which states in part that the media will not be used commercially unless otherwise approved by the AAR LLC. See media depictions on page 4. All video cameras must be registered. Registration can be done at gate or the ranger station. See social media below if you are considering posting photos on a website. Safety markers. Any intentional removal, destruction, or alteration of the safety lighting, event signs, or caution tape is grounds for removal from the event. Social media. Posting photos to social media sites removes your control of the photos and of the ask first arrangement made with the other participants. Your friend said yes to your snapshot, not to your publishing that photo on the InterCyber Googly Tweets. These sites can retain photos even after you delete them. Think twice before giving your art to Social Media Inc. Trespassing. Don't cross fences, boundary tape, and other posted boundaries. The property lines may be in unexpected places. Do not cross the boundaries at the event. If you see a sign, respect it. Trespassing on private property is illegal and can be dangerous. Disregarding boundary signs can get you ejected from the event. Vandalism slash art defacement. Defacing art or any other property that belongs to others, including the land and its trees, is not an acceptable exercise of self-expression. Anyone caught defacing any artist's work or private property without that artist's express permission will be subject to both ejection from Flipside and any potential legal charges that the artist may wish to file, with the full support of AAR LLC. Wristbands. Everyone is required to wear a wristband. Anyone found without a wristband may be ejected. Replacements can be acquired at the gate. You will need your ticket and ID. Look out! Have fun! Don't die! Driving. Many volunteer departments use golf carts as official vehicles. You must be authorized to drive an official vehicle. Participation-created art vehicles, cars, trucks, golf carts, etc., must be registered with the Department of Mutant Vehicles. Unauthorized or unsafe use of a vehicle can result in ejection from event, liability for property damage, and even criminal charges. See Mutant Vehicles on page 5. Fauna. There are plenty of nasty critters all over Texas. This is not a definitive guide. Keep an eye out and try to avoid these creatures. Pound for pound, the fire ant is the meanest animal to ever walk the face of this great planet. Put signage around ant beds so people know to avoid them. Ants don't like cinnamon. Put it around your tent to keep these pests off of your stuff. Mosquitoes are an omnipresent factor in Texas during the summer. Use bug spray and treat bites by cleaning the bite area and rubbing on Benadryl lotion or some other anti-itch lotion. Don't scratch. Scorpion stings can be painful, but they can be avoided. Scorpions like to hide under things like tents and in things like shoes. If you are stung by a scorpion, wash the area with soap and water. Use ice to dull the pain. If you are experiencing unusual symptoms like shortness of breath, dizziness, or vomiting, contact the Pyropolis Emergency Team or PETS immediately. While many snakes are not harmful, go with a plan of mutual avoidance for safety. If you hear a rattle, stop and move slowly away from the sound. The river may contain water moccasins. Ticks can carry diseases you do not want. Avoid them by using insect repellent and wear long pants and a long-sleeve shirt while setting up. If you don't know how to remove a tick, ask the pets for assistance. Flora. Poison ivy. Look for asymmetric, lush green leaves of 3, 5, or 7, red stems. If you think you have been exposed, cleanse the exposed areas with rubbing alcohol. Rinse with water first. No soap yet. It will only make the reaction worse. Now wash with soap and warm water. Put gloves on and wipe everything you had with you, including shoes, tools, and your clothes, with rubbing alcohol and water. Pack Ivy Block, Zanfel, Ivy Cleanse towelettes, and or Tech New Extreme Poison Ivy Scrub, just in case. For more information, visit poisonivy.us. Pecan trees. The trees of the land are beautiful, sacred, and fragile. Do not hang things from the trees, as this may cause breakage. The trees are part of a working agricultural orchard. Do not paint, mark, cut, trim, drill, or spike a tree for any reason. Doing so will be considered vandalism of private property. We want to be invited back, so this falls under being respectful. Some art may be allowed to hang from trees, but only with advanced approval. If you are bringing art and want to explore your verticality options, contact the art lead at art16@burningflipside.com. Hydration. Dehydration is a very serious risk due to Texas summer heat. Drink water, and lots of it. Beer dehydrates you. It is not water. Water is not sold at the event, except in the form of ice, so bring all the water you will need. We strongly recommend a minimum of 3 gallons per day. Signs of dehydration are feeling uncharacteristically cranky, rapid or sudden weight loss, increased thirst, dry mouth, weakness or lightheadedness, particularly if worsening on standing, darkening of the urine, or a decrease in urination. Drink enough water to piss clear. The river. The San Gabriel River runs through the land and is a great place to cool off. Be aware that the water is considered public and is not a private swimming hole. While water traffic in the area is uncommon, it is possible. Media, law enforcement, and others may be using this public waterway. Consider the water like a public road. Please respect all local, state, and federal laws and the sensibilities of our neighbors. Before you hit the water, know that swim at your own risk. There are no lifeguards on duty. Do not swim alone. Be alert to obstacles under the water, like tree limbs and rocks. It is not a pool, but a real, live, flowing river downstream of a dam. Check first for signage before entering the water. Be alert to weather conditions. If there's rain in the area, water can rise rapidly. In case of storms, get out of the water. Mutant vehicle etiquette. Mutant vehicles can be seen and ridden at the event. Participants are responsible for interacting safely with art cars. Unsafe or unauthorized use can result in ejection from the event, liability for property damage, and even criminal charges. Thou shall not try to get on, impede, or stop a moving mutant vehicle. Be a jackass and still try to get on the car if it doesn't stop for you. Operate any mutant vehicle and or its artistic additions, e.g. fire cannons, pants cannons, sounds and light systems, etc., without permission from its owner slash operator. Hijack, hoodwink, or harass the driver whilst they are in command and control of the mutant vehicle. Thou shall dance around, wave thy arms, and ask politely from its safe location to get on a passing mutant vehicle. Wait until the mutant vehicle has come to a complete stop and you have the operator's permission before boarding or disembarking. Help look out for the safety of thine fellow passengers, passersby, and other sundry freaks. Report any safety issues, violations, and or problems to the Pyropolis Rangers immediately. Safety Services, located at Safety HQ, not a bad idea to know where it is. Pyropolis Emergency Team, or PETS. The Pyropolis Emergency Team, commonly referred to as PETS, provides 24-hour first aid and emergency response for Burning Flipside. Every PET is a certified or licensed medical professional who is trained to treat injuries and, if necessary, work with the Rangers to evacuate participants with serious injuries or potentially life-threatening medical conditions. If you need a PET, they can be found at Safety HQ or contacted via your nearest Ranger or radio-wielding volunteer. Safety HQ is located near the main field. See Pyropolis Basic City Map, page 9. Pyropolis Fire Department. The Pyropolis Fire Department is made up of trained firefighters. In an emergency, the fire team can be reached at Safety HQ or via radio by any radio-wielding volunteer, including any ranger. Rangers. Radical self-reliance and respect means you are responsible for your own actions. Make sure your actions don't interfere with the enjoyment of the event for others. This includes being respectful of your neighbors, controlling the volume of your camp, and working out disagreements respectfully. Rangers mosey through the event. You can reach out to them if you need urgent help or if assistance in resolving a conflict. They are not police. They are not the man. Rangers are participants who volunteer to help make our event safe and smooth so that we can all have more fun. there will always be a ranger at Safety HQ. Sanctuary. Flipside can be challenging in environment, not just physically but emotionally, and sometimes people get overwhelmed. Sanctuary is there to help participants get centered and get back into the event. All kidding aside, this is important. You voluntarily assume any risk of serious injury or death by attending. You must bring enough food, water, shelter, and first aid to survive a long summer weekend in rural Texas. You may encounter venomous snakes and insects, wild animals, thorns, and poison ivy. Proper footwear and personal lighting are essential. Extreme heat is to be expected, and flash flood conditions are possible. Be aware. This is not a consumer event. Leave nothing behind when you leave the site. This is what it means to leave no trace. Firearms, fireworks, and rockets, and all other explosives are prohibited. Commercial use of photo, video, audio, and other media depictions taken at Burning Flipside is prohibited without prior written consent of the Austin Artistic Reconstruction LLC. No vending, no pets, no spectators. Austin Artistic Reconstruction LLC reserves the right to deny entry to the event or to revoke event access at any time for any reason or for no reason whatsoever. Tickets are non-refundable. You agree to abide by all rules in this survival guide. To learn more about Flipside 2016 and how you can get involved, visit burningflipside.com or email volunteerinfo@burningflipside.com.